currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast where we ruin your childhood, and it's like I have ESPN or something. My breasts can always tell when it's going to rain. Well, they can tell when it's raining. My name is Owen Piper.
What the fuck was that from?
That's from Mean Girls.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out, my dude.
My name's Jay Little, and I've never seen Mean Girls.
You should see Mean Girls. The girls in it.
I always said Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Is that something?
The girls. No, I'm thinking of the Knights of Me.
Oh, so we are like the Knights of Me girls. Knee girls.
Like, they just sit around the table going, knee. And then one girl's like, I'm being bullied, I have to leave.
Every girl at high school had that. Every table at high school. You go to school, you see the girls kneeing, and you're like, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I just sprayed tea out of my microphone.
Do you not remember at school, Jay, the knee girls? They'd wear like jeans, but they'd cut holes in the knees, so they could expose their knees.
They'd walk in and they'd be waiting in the rafters, and they'd just like knee drop you, and you'd be like, "What the fuck, Jennifer? Christ!"
And then she'd say, "My name is not Jennifer anymore; it's Nicole." And then they'd go to church and get to praying, because that's what you do on your knees—you pray. Welcome to this podcast that we do.
I've never met anybody called Jennifer, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
Jennifers aren't real.
Jennifers aren't real!
Think of the Children, where we discover that Jennifers aren't real and we destroy
solved
their childhoods.
I don't know what I'm doing they can't see me. I've got both my arms in the air looking around like I've just solved something very extraordinary. We figured it out. Jennifers aren't real. If your name is Jennifer, get out of here. Stop trying to deceive me with your name change.
Stop trying to deceive me with your Jenniferness.
It's not a real name.
You fucking Philistine. You Jennifer.
You absolute Jennifer.
You know how like Urban Dictionary has like definitions for names? It's just people who've written their name as like a definition. Be like, they're the best person ever. We're just gonna do that for Jennifer. Just have it like they don't exist, and anybody who says they do is a liar, and also probably a lizard person. Oh no,
no, careful. We've got to be really fucking okay. So, first of all, couple of things. First of all, we're sorry we didn't have an episode the last few weeks. We've been very busy. Jay's been settling back into uni. I've had stuff going on at work, so it's been a whole thing. We're very sorry. We're back now. It's all good. Second, this is the third time we've had to record this episode because apparently it's just cursed. You may just hear us say "oh fuck, oh no" a few times in this episode, because that's a reference to the curse.
The
forgotten episode that patrons are going to get access to some of, but not all of. It's a very good bit about the Dow Jones.
The Sword Art Online chapter 14 of the podcast.
Yes, yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think we actually quoted it.
I did. I don't know about you, but I know I did because I said
I'm always
2 years worth.
In some way or another.
I remember saying 2 years worth of semen glopped into some Furbies. Speaking of the Furbies, Jay, I have to ask you, how did our last product do? Because you are the dirty money boy. How did our last product do? The product was Yoffie Presents Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood Tummy Theater.
Well, I left that like in the hand. I delegated that. I don't really delegate. I like to have a hand in everything that we produce in this terrible corporation. But I was like, you know what? I've got stuff to do. I'm busy. You know, I've got to combat the evil plans of the McNamara clan. You know, I've got to fight them off. So I left it, and when I came back, a series of events had transpired that I was not prepared for. So it turns out, if you provide an extreme amount of genetic material to Furby creatures, they become sentient and like attempt to take over your company. So they murdered all their rivals to become our prime product, and then they started like learning how to clean themselves, and they just started selling their water that they'd clean themselves with. It wasn't bath water because that would be copyrighted, but it was like
that would be copyright of Belle Delphine year 2019.
It was hot tub water, which is just a spicy bath when you think about it. We were talking about that.
So Furbies were selling spicy bath water. It's very good. Yeah. So there you go then. PSA, don't come on your Furbies or they'll come to life and try and kill you.
Yeah, don't cover your Furbies with potential children.
No. Think of the potential children. You get it? It's like the show.
This podcast had so much potential.
It did. Children. It really did. People told me when we started doing this show, that's such a good idea for a show. And now look where we are, 48 episodes later. Fucked.
I mean, we were always fucked, but now we're publicly fucked.
Now we're publicly absolutely fucked. At the end of this podcast, by the way, if you head over to Urban Dictionary, you will find under the Jennifer definition, not real. I'm going to find a way to add it. I don't know how.
Oh,
I
was
that.
Actually. I thought you'd already done it because I was going to
no.
do it.
I'm going. Either I'll do it or Jay. One of us will do it. It's fine.
Probably not me because I'm incompetent.
I'll probably forget. So it might be there. It might not be there.
But if we'll it's not out. There, you know that the Jennifer cabal has done it to convince people that Jennifers exist.
The Illuminati has come out and tried... the Illuminati of Jennifers. Jennifer Marty. Has come out and they're going to say, we are real, what are you talking about? Anyway, we're getting off topic.
What a surprise.
So don't come on your Furbies. Did we get any money last week, Joe?
Yeah, surprisingly good. Turns out neckbeards want to fuck Furbies real good.
Well, that's good to know.
They'll buy anything you sell them.
Excellent. Well, yeah. There we go then. In case you don't know what we do here, we take the things you remember from childhood, be those TV shows, movies, video games, books, memories of economic stability, and we ruin those in a grim ritual and then display their bodies for all the world to see in the form of a podcast. And we're going to try and make some fucking bank off it, because God knows we need it in this economy. Jay, have you got anything you want to do this week?
I feel we should start off with listener suggestions, because maybe they won't be cursed, because apparently we are. Oh my God, the McNamaras have cursed us. That was their plan all
Oh, time. That was it the whole time. They cursed the podcast. Fuck. I'm recording, right? It's just occurred to me. Did I press the button to record? I think I did, but you can never be sure. It's just good to check. I am. It's fine.
Okay. I'm glad.
So, start off with some suggestions. This one comes to us from Tyro. Thank you, Tyro, via our Discord, the links to which you can find on all our social medias and on our website. Thank you, Tyro, so much for your continued support and this suggestion. And he suggests Dexter's Laboratory, which I think has got some legs. So, yes. Dexter's Lab, what do you think? What can we do?
I don't know. We've got... hold on. Dexter's Lab. I need to refresh myself on the premise, because I'm aware of what it was.
Dexter's Lab had a very mean boy who was inexplicably German, despite his whole family being American.
Yeah, I did always wonder what his accent was.
Yeah, I think he was German anyway. Either way, he was a science boy, and he wanted to do stuff. I don't really know what the purpose of his laboratory was. I think he just wanted to have one with robot friends in it. Because he couldn't make real friends. And his sister, DD, was an idiot and kept ruining and blowing all his experiments to smithereens. That was the theme song of the show. There's gloom and doom when things go boom in Dexter's Lab. It was very off-key. There's a Cartoon Network, can't sue us.
I think I watched like it occasionally, but I was never really that into it.
I like Dexter's Lab. I remember when I was growing up, me and my sister had like a DVD of like a sampler of old Cartoon Network shows, and it had like one episode from each show. So there was one episode of Powerpuff Girls, and one episode of Cow and Chicken, and one episode of Dexter's Lab. I cannot remember for the life of me what the episode of Dexter's Lab was, but...
I'm realising now, I think I just accidentally avoided like all of Genndy Tartakovsky's shows. Because I never watched Samurai Jack, I never really watched Powerpuff Girls that much. I never watched Dexter's Lab. I just hate him. I'm sorry.
Did you have Cartoon Network? That's the thing.
No, I guess not.
Well, there we go then.
But I like this idea that I secretly, like, subconsciously hate this man I've never met for some reason, even though, like, I feel like I'd enjoy a lot of his stuff.
He's got some good shows, I think.
I mean, Samurai Jack, the final season of that's supposed to be, like, art. Like, just supposed to be just, like, a piece of art. It's that good.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the thing we were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's our actual show.
Back to the show we do.
Where we ruin a thing. How can we ruin Dexter's Lab?
What if he was, like, just really bad at it. But
what, bad at science?
Yeah, he made, like, terrible things. Like, what if we did it from the alternate... No, I've got it. What if we did it from the other side? Like, we always see it from, like, you know, I'm assuming we always see it from Dexter's side. We yeah. never see it from Dee Dee's side. What if, like, Dexter is this, like, I have the perfect plan, this can never go wrong, and Dee Dee's like, oh my god. And, like, has, like, actually, she's a genius, and she's foreseen how terrible this plan is, and she's got to always constantly fix it.
Oh, okay. And she has to play dumb.
Yeah.
Or maybe Dexter perceives her as dumb because he's so wrapped up in all his own shit. Whereas really, like, she's actually a smart person. Yeah,
he's just doing all this terrible shit, and then he's like, "Oh fuck!" And Dee Dee's like, goes down to the lab one day. And he's like, "Oh, this is gonna start World War III. Better stop this." And then she just like hits herself in the head with a hammer. It's like, "Well, I broke my spinal cord. Better get a plaster from Dexter's lab." And then like kills all the people he made. And is like, "I don't know how that happened." She's like tucking the Glock behind her bike back, like,
oh no, I shot a man.
And he's like, Dee Dee. I think that's how she says it.
That is how, Dee Dee. Yeah, that's how he
Dee Dee.
Close enough, yeah.
For some reason, I am German. This does not sound like a German accent. I'm sorry if we have any German accents.
To be fair, that's as close as Dexter got, to be fair.
Dexter's just ambiguously European.
Okay, apparently it's not really a German accent, it's just Eastern European. Yeah, there you go. So he's Eastern European.
I apologize to everybody in Europe for my accent. I feel like I just offended every country.
Oh, he's putting the... Okay, apparently he's putting the accent on. Because he's a scientist and he knows he needs an accent.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. Because the stereotype of all mad scientists is that they're German and stuff. So, like, Dexter has, like, a big lab and he's putting the accent on. And he... Okay, so he's, like, really insecure, maybe, about his experiments as well. Also.
What if Dee Dee just hates her brother?
Hates her stupid, tiny brother, yeah.
Yeah, wants him to feel like garbage, so she just bullies him and it's just actually just a really sad show.
Okay, that's upsetting. We have a scene where Dexter's hugging his, like, robot friend, and then Dee Dee's like, "You're a fucking idiot, Dexter. Why are you doing a stupid German accent?" He's like, "But Dee Dee, this is how it..." "No, shut the fuck up." And then she kicks the robot friend a bunch, and then Dexter cries. And then the mother's like, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't even have a sister. Your sister died 10 years ago." And she's
like, "Oh my
god."
She's just like, ghost. Isn't that basically just what our fucking... How fucking, like, was it Rugrats episode was? Where, like, one of them was dead the whole time.
And then, no, that was a serious drama. This is a comedy.
What the fuck?
In which there's a dead sister ghost that haunts Dexter's lab.
Oh my god, what if it's like... No, I've got it. You know how, like, there's those shows... They're mostly, like, cartoons or anime that are, like, just so grim, dark, and so, like...
Oh, like
edgy.
Gantz or something. Yeah, something like Gantz.
Yeah.
Or,
Okay, well, Gantz is actually good, but, like...
Yeah, Gantz is good, but, like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but they're, like... But, like... Because Gantz has, like, a cool premise, and it has themes. Like, the other ones just don't. They're just stupid,
like,
and
we're edgy and dark for
no
reason.
Yeah, like, what if we just did that, but, like, we put a laugh track over it, and it's like this show... And it's like, "My sister has been dead the entire time." And it's like,
Russian now.
Yeah.
Why is he Russian? No, okay. Yeah, I love that. We get the people that do the Big Bang Theory to put the laugh track on because they know what's not funny.
Yeah.
Get them to do that. I'm sorry, anyone who's worked on the Big Bang Theory. I'm sure you're good people.
Played by Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Cuoco? I don't know how to say it.
Big Bang Theory again. You get fucking... We get the guy, Johnny Galecki, to play Dexter, but, like, we cut his legs off. So he's, like, shorter.
Yes.
So he's shorter. Or we only ever shoot him from the waist up. fucking Kaylee Cuoco plays Dee Dee, his dead ghost sister, that's died in a lab accident. Now haunts the lab. Johnny is desperate to find a way to bring her back to life.
Yes.
Somehow.
And Jim Parsons is the mum.
Jim Patchman plays the mother.
Jim Patchman?
Yeah, Jim Patchman's.
That's not his
Jim
name!
Patchman's... No, it's Parchman. You are right. Whatever
it's
you said.
It's not Parchman either!
Whatever you said. Parsons.
There you go.
I said Jim Patchman's, and I don't know why. Jim Parsons plays the mother, and the dad is played by...
The one who plays Howard?
Yeah, the boy.
What if he was played by the guy who plays by Raj?
That could work. Kunal Nanjiani is in there.
It's like Kunal. I went to put in Kumail Nanjiani. That would have been bad. Kunal, they're not very similar at all.
No, not even close.
Kunal, I like him. He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, he's actually a nice boy. So we get him to do it. Because Big Bang Theory is over. What the fuck are they doing now? Nothing. They can do Dexter. They can do this Dexter's lab.
What's the most recent thing Kunal Nair did? He did Sweetness in the Belly. Cool.
They can do Dexter's Lab, the remake that we did.
Who's in NCIS?
We'll do that. Maybe there will do a fun bit where the mum says bazinga and the kid and the daughter wasn't dead the whole time and it was a prank.
Yeah, it was a prank.
Ashton Kutcher comes out at the end of the last episode like, what's up, Johnny? You just got punked.
I just love... It was a prank.
It was a prank. Bazinga.
Bazinga. Bazinga and the mum just like punches Dee Dee in the face.
She's not a ghost, Bazinga. You can't bring back to life someone that's not dead, Dexter, you idiot. Bazinga.
Get fucked, piece of shit.
This Kunal is very Nair. Good.
No, I've got a better idea. What if the dad is just Kunal Nair? He's just him. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, like, we just brought him in. We didn't tell him about what we're doing. We're just like,
yeah,
okay,
he's
cool,
like, what's my motivation my motivation for this scene?
Action! Go, act, perform.
Hi, son. No, not like that. What?
Not like that.
That's fine. What?
Yes, keep going.
All he knows is he just walked into the set one day, everyone was in fancy dress, and Kenny Kuoka's just beating the fuck out of Johnny Kuoka. And Jim Barton is in the distance like, just completely emotionless laugh. He's like, what the fuck?
Okay, now here's the real question.
In the corner being him.
Who do we get to play Mandark?
Who's Mandark? What the fuck?
Mandark is Dexter's rival.
Oh, well, Simon
Mandark has his own, yeah, Simon Helberg can do it. He has his own lab and his own, but he's got really, really, he's got even more evil schemes.
Oh my God.
So, he wants to, I don't know, what's his role in this?
Oh, they're lovers.
Yeah, it works, yeah.
Yeah.
They're secretly trying to one-up each other to get each other's attention because they really, just really, really like each other.
It's like, Love is War. That show where, like, the two people are in love with each other, but they can't admit it. They're just doing that, but with evil schemes.
Meanwhile, I love that. Neither will admit it to the other.
One's repeatedly drop-kicked by his ghost sister.
Who's not really a ghost.
There's not even anything, like... It just happens. Like, she'll just walk in and just, like, drop-kick him and then leave. And he's like, what the fuck? What kind of ghost haunting is this?
What kind of fuck ghost haunting is this, Dee Dee? And then the laugh track, yeah. There's a bit where she cuts one of his fucking fingers off, and then there's just a hilarious laugh track.
Yeah. I love it. This is going to be a great show. I bet loads of people are going to enjoy it.
Big Bang Theory presents Dexter's Lab 2. Dee Dee's a ghost now. Dee Dee's a ghost now. It's coming to
Dexter's laboratory. Dee Dee's dead now. Get fucked.
Coming to Cartoon Network very soon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, baby. Have you got one or do you want me to give you another one?
Give me another one.
Give it to you? I'll fucking give it to you, boy. So this one comes to us from I'm Your Hero, Sarah. Sarah Mean, thank you, Sarah, for your suggestion and your continued support as one of our patrons. We love you very much. And this one is slap bracelets.
I'm going to have to look that up.
You know what a slap bracelet is, dude. They're like the things
you
chuck on yourself and it's like a break. It's like a, yeah.
Oh, you mean one of these? Ow, my fucking dick.
We've done it. Cock rings that you apply like slap bracelets. We've got
I went to put it on my arm and bounced off. And just was like, I'm going to punch you in the dick. Just flew directly at it. Where'd it go?
Okay, there we go. We got it. They're cock rings that we apply like slap bracelets. That was easy.
I love it.
It's great.
That's it.
We know it. They have wide varieties of patterns. They're banned from a lot of schools, but like obviously you're not going to use them in schools. That'd be weird. They've got like patterns on them. They've got like your favourite Marvel heroes on there.
Do they still make them?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they still make them.
I don't know if they do because the See Also page on Wikipedia is 1990s Portal.
Yeah, they were a big fad in the 90s, to be fair.
What? The 1990s portal's a bit weird.
You're right. I've just opened it and I'm like, this is interesting. What we got in here? We've got the Hubble telescope, American planes flying over the burning oil fields in Operation Desert Storm, the signing of the Oslo Accords.
What the fuck?
The World Wide Web gaining a public face during the start of the decade as a result of Boris Yeltsin and followers stand on the tank.
We should stop reading because it gets way worse. Like, enough. Like, I'm calling it. We should stop now. We're
Dolly
we're done.
The sheep.
Nobody go.
Oh, God, it does get worse.
Yeah, no, stop. It's bad. Please.
How does it get that bad? It goes from, like, here's a really good thing about the Hubble Space Telescope. Here's the Gulf War. Here's the internet. Oh, here's a sheep that you love. And here's a tragedy.
Like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, oh, God. That's oh, that's horrible.
Thanks, 90s.
Thanks, goddamn.
Thanks, 90s. Goddamn it.
Hey, guys, don't go on the 1990s portal. It's just a bad time.
It's not a great place. I like that. We got from slap bracelets to fucking...
The Gulf War.
Yeah, and worse.
Oh, and worse. Christ. Okay, moving on. Can we have
moving
another suggestion, please?
On. Well,
moving.
No. Let's spend. I think we need to spend a bit.
No,
more
time we do not. We're putting
what do you mean
down.
We don't?
No.
We owe them. This was a listener suggestion. We owe them at least 5 minutes of conversation on this.
What, the slap bracelets or
slap bracelets? Not the
okay.
Not the portal. The
cool.
Slap bracelets.
I wasn't sure what we were going for. I was concerned.
No. The slap bracelets. Like I say, they're cock rings that you apply like a slap bracelet. It really fucking hurts. So they're good for BDSM people who are into that. They've got your favorite Marvel heroes on them. You know, so they're popular with the teens.
Imagine if you're just like having sex with someone with a cock ring on, but it's like really flat and like a bit too long, so like they're just really, like it's, that would just hurt.
Yeah,
like
that's the point.
Unless you're doing like I don't know a beach, like it's just gonna
what the fuck? Sorry, what the fuck is a beach?
Have you ever heard of beach?
Beach. How do I spell it?
It's a BEJ.
Oh, a blowjob. Okay.
Yeah, a blowjob.
I think the slap bracelet cock ring idea is very good, because if only because we can make someone look as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah.
Because like,
the one I've got right now is a glow-in-the-dark one.
Ooh.
That'd be fun. You'd always know where the penis is.
It's like coloured condoms. Like, do you know what I mean? Like bright orange condom. Yeah, you know, I'm going to rub her up by putting on this bright orange condom. Like, that's a good look for me. So maybe, this is my cock ring.
See,
it's got Iron Man on it.
The thing is, it's like the slap bracelet for the penis that's glow-in-the-dark is multi-use, because when you're really drunk and you can't find your penis, which... That is a thing.
I was going to say, is this a running problem?
Oh, dude, I've been so drunk. I've been stood at a urinal and out loud saying, where the fuck's my dick? And then been like, oh, I found it. And then looked around to see if I was alone. So you can always find your penis with the slap bracelet. Don't hit me in the dick this time. Nice. That did not go on properly. Never mind. I've just got... I've got a place for a dick to go in.
Excellent.
This
very
isn't
good.
Mine. I always forget I have this.
What, a dick or the slap bracelet?
Same thing. What is a slap bracelet but a fleshy dick?
What Wait. Is a slap bracelet but a
miserable
non,
pile
a
of
non-flesh...
secrets?
A miserable pile of
what
secrets?
What is a slap bracelet except for a miserable pile of Dow Jones?
No, stop. Back up.
No more from
Dow God.
Jones.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. Vibrating slap bracelets that go on your penis for during sex to make them vibrate and make you feel good.
Oh, they vibrate now? Was that a thing?
That's what cock rings do, don't they?
No, I thought they'd go on to stop you coming. I thought that was the whole thing.
I don't know. What is... Actually, that's a good point. I don't actually know.
I mean, I'm not the person to ask, because the other day I said that I thought that the reason... I thought that bread rose because of flour, not yeast. Okay. Well, because you get self-raising flour. I was confused.
I'm now going to Google what is the purpose of a cock ring. I'm about to ruin my Wish advertisement, so you're welcome, podcast listeners. This is the thing I do.
Favorite,
these are the things I do for you.
My favorite Wish advertiser was like a bottle that you got your kid to pee in.
Primary purpose is to restrict the blood flow to produce a stronger erection or to maintain an erection for longer.
Well then,
we don't like do this though. We just fucking slap that thing right on, and then it's just like whap, and you're good to go. Oh, there's actually just a penis of a man with a cock and ball stretcher on. This is not what I was expecting. Wikipedia. I did not want to see a man's erect penis this day. Let's move on to the advertisement, shall we? Fucking hell.
Welcome to Harris's Cock Rings, the advertiser for the kitchen.
There's our sponsor for the end of the episode.
Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, cocking the salt.
Hello, welcome to the advertisements. It's where we talk about the things we're trying to sell you. Jay, welcome to this, the room where we keep the shavings from the penises.
I thought you were just going to say that we were in the room. It's just...
We're in the room. This is the room where we keep all the rooms for this particular part of the episode.
Yeah, this is like, it's basically like one giant room with a bunch of like... What's the word I'm looking for? Like prefab.
Welcome to the IKEA showroom where we do
we have all of our prefab rooms for rooms for this joke. There's a lot. I'm in charge of this section as a dirty money boy. Owen actually like listens. Owen doesn't really do anything. He just kind of like is around. and doesn't like help. He just is like, okay, he just sits in the office like, I'm the CEO. And I'm like, that's good, Owen, but like, there's like a security breach on level 4 and there's people getting shot. And he's like, I'm the CEO. And then I like actually went behind the desk. It turns out it was just a wind up doll. And I was like, where the fuck is he? And I checked his Facebook and he was in the Bahamas.
You gotta remember, first of all, CEOs don't do anything anyway. As a rule, they just steal the wealth of the, they just steal the wages of their workers, right? That's just what they do.
Jeff Bezos could cure world hunger with 1 month of his wages.
He could, but he won't because Jeff Bezos is a butthole.
Yeah. I do like Amazon Prime though. I won't lie.
I do like Amazon Prime. Like, I mean, there's no such thing as ethical consumption under capitalism, Jay. Don't worry, it's fine. Anyway. That was weird. So we're in the IKEA showroom where we keep all the rooms. Make sure you please only go in one direction. Jay, if we want to finally get out of this labyrinthine maze of rooms, we'll finally get some meatballs. But until then, I want to talk to you about Slurp. Slurp is a dessert store. It's located on Oliver Street on Church Street. And they have all kind of good desserts that you need to keep you going. If you're going to go into an IKEA, into the Trek, and almost die by going around the maze of the rooms and the chairs and the light bulbs, you can go to Slurp first and fuel up. And if you mention our podcast or our D&D podcast, Not Saving the Realm, which hasn't been updated for like a year and a half, you can get 10% off your order, which is very good.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a joke about...
No.
No? Okay.
I don't need to make a joke about eating penis, Owen, because it's what I do first every day.
I wake up, I pray, I say, give us this day our daily dick, O Lord.
I mean, that's yours. I just like roll over and just like take a man out of my... penis fridge and consume his penis
out of the cock fridge.
Yeah, I just like, I woke up, I'm like, well, today's a Tuesday, I'm fancying this one, and I just pull out a balding middle-aged man, just chomp it,
yeah. just crunch that sweet pole.
Sometimes
right
I
off.
Make a fillet out of it.
Sometimes I'll cut it in half, I'll stuff it with some mushrooms and make a nice like
filet mignon, like some... that's what I make sometimes. You know, it's a personal specialty of mine.
Fucking hell, filet mignon. Very good.
Thank you. It is very good. Would you like some?
No.
I keep some in my trouser pockets at all times.
just some loose dick stuffed with various vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what filet mignon is? I had no idea.
I don't actually know what filet mignon is. I think it's just a cut of meat. Before we head back in, Jay, I want to talk to you all about my best friend for the week. But we have to. It's part of it.
Oh.
We have to talk about my best friend, because that's how the show do. Let's talk about my best friend for the week. So if you go on to twitter.com, which is a website, you may have heard of it, and follow us on there, you might get a little shout-out on the show and named as my best friend legally for the next 7 days. Or longer, depending on if we remember stroke can record an episode. This week, my best friend is, I'm really sorry if I mispronounce your name, Rose Sherry Galea, at Rose Sherry 2 on Twitter. They're following us. Thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and call you Rose. Please tweet me and tell me if I'm being a butthole. So yeah, thank you, Rose, for all of your support. And for following us on Twitter, getting the word out. If you want a chance, go over to Twitter, follow us. You'll get you might get your shout out turn here on the podcast. Ooh, how exciting!
I tweeted you, by the way.
Did you?
You said tweet you for being a butthole, so I tweeted you're a butthole.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm just gonna open Twitter. Oh, I have a notification on Twitter. Oh, it's from my friend Jay. It says, "Oh, you're a butthole." Cool. You right, but still.
I am concerned that Piers Morgan and Murderer are both trending on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. I've just seen that myself. I'm like, what's Pierce done now? Has Pierce finally done it? Oh no, he's obsessing. He's making some weird. He's bashing Meghan Markle again because Pierce is a racist. He's either a racist because Meghan Markle is black, or a classist because Meghan Markle is poor.
Relative to the British monarchy.
Relative to the royal family, yeah. Relative
which you
to
can
the royal
say
family.
About anything, really.
Which you ain't wrong. Except Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Share your money with the less able, the British monarchy.
Jeff, will you not spare a thought for the poor British monarchy, for God's sake?
Oh, man, the monarchy is so
The Queen
poor.
Is living in relative squalor, Jeff.
The Queen has to give a yearly address about poverty in front of a gold piano. Like, she's clearly hurting. Like, she's clearly in touch with the modern Britain that she rules.
Oh, God, I'll never forget this, when she gave that fucking pro-austerity speech while wearing a hat with thousands of precious gems on it and sitting on a golden chair.
My favourite part is when she talks about how difficult being poor is when she's the Queen of England.
You have never known poverty in your life, and you never will, you imagine. I haven't eaten for 3 days properly.
Capitalism is great, and the monarchy makes it way better.
Living paycheck to paycheck, boys. Let's move back to the episode, shall we? Hello, welcome back from the end of the advertisement part, and also, fuck this podcast very hard, right? So... You may notice a slightly different tone in this, the second half, because my PC crashed midway through recording the episode, which is good and very fun and excellent and not at all bad. This episode is very cursed, so if we can just get through it and get it out, I think the hex will be broken. So yeah, Jay, did you enjoy your meatballs in the IKEA showroom?
I did.
Excellent. I'm so glad you did. Let's jump back into the episode.
Oh,
then.
IKEA meatballs. Now I get it.
Fuck. Are you actually taking the piss?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh my God, man. That was the whole point of the goof.
I thought you were joking about filet mignon because we didn't know what it was.
I know what meatballs is.
I know what meatballs is, but do you know what filet mignon is?
Yeah, it's a cut of steak above the anus of the cow. Which we learned, but you'll never hear that audio because it's been lost to time.
Well, you could hear my side of it, but...
Yeah, if you want, I'll upload Jay's half of it, which is just a whole thing. Oh, God. Okay. Let's do it then. Have you got any you want to do? We've probably got time for like a couple more, maybe?
I did like one of the listener suggestions from the Discord.
Okay, go for it.
I don't know if we've done... Have we done Sonic X?
Well, make sure you shout out whose it is first.
Fuck, I lost it. It's Tyro on the Discord. Thank you, Tyro.
Tyro again. Thank you, Tyro.
Yeah.
Sonic X, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered Sonic, but I don't think we've covered Sonic X, in which Sonic gets a boy companion.
Yeah.
And I think that's very good. So what could we? So Sonic X, basically, it retold stories from the games and also some original stories, but Sonic has a fun new twist in that he has a companion who is a human boy named Christopher. So what can we do here? How can we do this?
Oh, I get it. So it's just Winnie the Pooh, but with Sonic.
That's very good, is the thing. It's very good. So it's all in his imagination, and they're just projections of... all the Sonic characters are just projections of Chris's various insecurities.
Yeah.
Sonic represents ADHD. Knuckles represents... depression. Tails represents his crippling addiction to meth.
Wait, who represents that?
Tails.
Okay.
I don't know why he just does.
Isn't that a Starbomb song?
Yes, it is. So yeah.
Yes.
It's that.
His name is Chris Thorndike.
Chris Thorndike. Oh, that's a very bad name.
Yeah, that has not aged. Actually, that was never appropriate in any situation. Oh.
Chris Thorndike.
We're going to change his name to Chris not homophobic.
Sorry, hang on. Somebody has vandalized the Sonic X wiki.
What?
I'm now going to read you Chris's entry on the Sonic X wiki.
Oh, I need to see this.
I'm not going to read all of it because some of it is very offensive.
I misspelled Sonic and typed in Snock.
Snock X. I'm not going to read all of it because some of it is deeply offensive, but I will read the first paragraph at the very least because that's not too bad. Chris Thorndike is a kid that lives in Farty Twerking Town. He met Sonic at the bottom of his toxic waste and rescued him. Since then, Chris had Sonic and his friends live in his house until they find their way back to Mobius. He also made relationships with other characters, including Rouge, Shadow, and Knuckles.
Wait, is this the Wikipedia article?
This is the Sonic X fan wiki page. The history of Farty Twerking Town. They've done all the work for us. The history of Farty Twerking Town is a location in Sonic X. It's located in planet Doodoo and is the main setting of the show. It was built by a mysterious being called Miley Cyrus for over 1,000 years ago, and its purpose was to make Justin Bieber bleed his nose out.
What the fuck?
As of 1568, farty twerking town was finished, and a lot of immigrants from, not saying that word, came to settle the town. However, in 1979, just several decades after the opening, a stinky and ass-shaking war occurred between the Mobians and the humans, and the entire town was ripped apart from its existence, while 1,000 people were killed, which is pretty good for a war, if you ask me. Only 1,000
casualties.
You're
going to have to like, send me this, because the one I found was nothing like that.
All hope was lost for Cyrus, but she had a wrecking balling idea. She built a giant asteroid with the help from her peers, which she called the Fartwork Robo 3000. Yes, advanced modern technology existed back in 1568. When it was released in public during the war, the amounts of flatulence frosting the hips and frosting of the hips killing a lot of people instantly.
What the fuck?
What is this what is this wiki? Like, some of the pages are, like, normal.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. Like, some of it I'm just not reading, because some of it is deeply offensive.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to go too much into this. I like the idea of putting it on Farty Twerking Town. It's very good. Miley Cyrus builds a sound, and Sonic is there, and Chris is there, but Sonic's not really there, because it's all in Chris's brain. Because Chris is addicted to meth.
What if it's Tails' imagination? He's just gone. He's just lost it.
Tails gone. Tails is sick of living in Sonic's shadow. Tails has lost it.
Yeah, he's just done coke. Like, and just all the bad stuff. He's just done, like, Sonic cocaine, which is just like cocaine, but made from ground up
regular
Sonic.
Cocaine.
It's made up of dried and powderized Sonic ejaculate.
But Sonic from the movie, not Sonic from the TV.
Yeah.
Movie Sonic, so like it's worse and glowing and blue.
Yeah, and made of like, I don't know why, but my brain was like Ashton Kutcher. It's made of Ashton Kutcher. For some reason.
It's a bit of Ashton. It's a little bit of Ashton in there. A little bit of Ashton.
I was getting confused because I couldn't remember who the human man police officer is in that. Is it John Marston? No, that's Red Dead.
That's Red Dead. I gotta look this up now. Hang on.
It's James Marsden or something.
Yeah, I like it. And Jim Carrey voices all the characters in this Sonic X reboot.
I wish that Jim Carrey actually was doing that, because he looks like the only good thing in that film.
I don't know. The model of Sonic the Hedgehog is tremendous.
No!
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is, though. Look at it. It's so good. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Have you got any more you want to do, or do you want to give you one?
Give me another one. Just throw
give
it.
You one.
Just whip it out and slam it on the desk.
This will be the last one, so this one's got to be good. So,
Steven Universe.
No, we're not touching that. I've tweeted it, I'm also going to say it. Steven Universe, we're never touching it. It's a cursed topic. It's cast its grim pink shadow over this entire episode. Okay, we're going to go to Jedi's Paradise.com.
Of course we are. I already had it open. I think I saw one, actually.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, I lost it. Oh, it was like the Space Sentinels. I'll send it to you.
Oh, I see it on here. Yeah, Space Sentinels. There it is.
Just because I like.
What the fuck? No! What is this giant weird Wizard of Oz face? I hate it. Nah. Okay. So the Space Sentinels was a 70s animated show in which three teenagers with attitude were carefully selected by an alien computer, were teleported to the home planet Hercules. They're actually Greek gods. Hercules, Astrea, and Mercury.
I thought it said Astrea, who had the ability to transform any living creature into Mercury. Like, what a specific power! You just go around just like, you're like Midas, but like
yeah, now you're poisonous.
Haha, being around you kills my brain cells. I'm going to go insane.
I like that. That's a good idea for Mercury.
Yeah, we'll just alter their powers. She can turn people into Mercury.
Yeah.
The robot is in love with her.
Okay.
But they can't be together because he's the only one she can. He is the only one that she can be with because he's not a living thing. He's a robot. He's not.
Oh, okay. I like that.
But she doesn't really love him. It's just she needs something to alleviate. Like, this is years later and their powers have all warped.
She just needs something to fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to, yeah. It's just not love, it's lust. And not even lust, she's bored.
Yeah, because she can't have any physical intimacy because she'll turn into
Mercury. Everyone, she's like Rogue from X-Men, but without, like, the tragic backstory and any of that shit. Is everyone I touch turns to Mercury.
Who else we got? Hercules, who has a strength of 100. That's pretty shit compared to the other ones, though, right?
Yeah, it's not very like, not great.
Mercury can run at the speed of light.
Light, that's quick.
That's the fastest you can go. And, like, Hercules can lift.
Hercules can lift, bro.
He can lift, bro. Astraea can fucking metamorphosis into fucking whatever the fuck she wants. And by whatever the fuck she wants, I mean Mercury.
Mercury, in this case. And our man Mercury can run so fast, he can rip apart the space-time continuum.
Yeah, he's, like, he can, like, alter the flow of the universe with his powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hercules, though, so, like, he can lift.
It's
like
a sliding
dumbbell.
Scale of usefulness. You start off shit and you get, like, gradually better as you go.
Until you become Mercury, who is essentially God.
Yeah, who's essentially God.
And
he's
there's
like Dr. Manhattan.
Floating space head. They only made one.
Floating space head is just Zordon from Power Rangers, though. Like, he doesn't have to have any sort of, like, great thing. He can just be a boy. He's like, Rangers.
Astraea had a kick-ass afro, though.
Yeah, she did. I liked it. There's also Morpheus.
Morpheus in this picture looks like he's coming.
You ain't wrong. Oh god, I'm looking at it now, yeah. Yeah. It does look like a cum face. So maybe that's Morpheus's power. Maybe his cum turns people into Mercury.
No, he just comes. That's his power.
He just comes. There's nothing else. He just comes. That's
yo, Moe's got fucking... Oh, Moe's got, like, tentacles, dude. And my favourite thing about the thing where it shows he has tentacles is it says, Moe is working.
consenticles. Oh, that's incredible. I think this works. What's like the main sort of like plot hook though? Like I like the idea that they were plucked from their homes and like brought to an alien planet to like, I don't know, kill aliens.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'd like to imagine though it's just like the in-between scenes where we're just like doing like a mockumentary of them. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
And then we're just following them and then like we have to keep replacing the staff because Astraea will like trip and like touch one of the cameramen.
Grab someone to like and like oh no now they're Mercury. Yeah.
Hercules is like constantly trying to prove that he's actually valuable, but like
guys, you need me here. Look, I can lift so good.
I can open the door and they're just like the door's made of like wood. I can just turn it to Mercury and we'll be done with it. Right.
Oh, what's that, Morpheus? Hey, fuck you. Now you're Mercury, motherfucker.
Mercury's just like like Morpheus is just like and they're like, all right.
That's all he does. Every time he's on screen, he just newts.
Yeah, he just like just unloads in his trousers.
Just engage newt. Oh, delicious. Morpheus yep. Cum. But his cum is Mercury, so it can't... Whoa!
Yeah, it turns out he's actually Astraea's father the entire time.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Because of all that errant jizz that just he was flinging around.
And the floating,
someone,
and the floating sci-fi head... is their mum.
The mother, yeah. Oh, that's it. So when Morpheus was... some of his errant cum got in the floating sci-fi head and made a baby, and it was Astraea.
Yeah. And then, go. Like, they like a robot came around and was like, hey, what's up? And she was like, I got nothing else to do. Fuck it.
I'm bored, and I need someone to...
I need some kind of affection. And then...
I need someone to tell me that they want me.
And then, like, we'll have, like, long shots of, like, you know, Hercules, like, when he's not really paying attention, he's just sat in the corner, like, with his head in his hands, just looking at the floor.
Weeping.
Like, he doesn't... Like, he's not even weeping, he's just, like, empty.
Oh, okay. What's Mercury? What's his... Like, I think we need to rename Mercury, because having a character whose powers is to turn himself to Mercury, and a character named Mercury, I feel that's going to be confusing for the viewer.
I feel like that's kind of funny, but, like, I guess his name is, like... I don't know. Who could run real fast?
Mercury 2. The Flash 2.
No,
the sequel to The Flash.
He's actually Sonic.
He's Sonic the Hedgehog. Yes.
He's Supersonic. In this universe, he stayed a Supersonic.
Okay, so Sonic is a god. Yeah, so Sonic's a god, and he's like... Sonic and his godlike powers, he like does like a Dr. Manhattan and chills out on the moon.
Sonic fused with like... movie Sonic and became this god Sonic.
Achieved the highest state of being.
He fused with movie Sonic and James Marsden and Jim Carrey and became the ultimate Sonic, and now he can run at the speed of light and also has god powers. And basically, like, the whole show is about
him coming to terms with the fact that he's a god and just ascending one day. Astaria trying to find something that she can, like, love instead of just using this poor robot thing, which I'm starting to feel bad for. And yeah. Hercules eventually just leaves and doesn't come back and just retires and works in, like, as a management position in a gym.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's the show. There's the show.
There's the show. And it's called...
And Morpheus comes himself to death.
Yeah.
And the giant space head... is around still, yeah. I guess.
He's like, well, shit, didn't see it going this way. Fuck. This is not what I meant.
See bringing together a god, a superpowered being, a cursed, tortured being, and just a buff dude would go so wrong, but here
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, he's not even got the strength of 100 men. He's just real strong.
He's just a buff guy.
They're like, oh, Hercules, you finally got something we need you for. What is it? I need you to open this jar. It's crying.
What are we naming this show? Because Space Sentinels, I feel like we've lost that a little bit.
Sad Sentinels.
Sonic and the rest.
Sonic and the mortals. I also like this image of what looks like multiple hologram heads shooting eye laser beams at the genie's lamp from Aladdin. And Morpheus backed against the door.
I think everyone should go and check out the Jedi's Paradise page for
it's
this.
Very good.
Because it's very good. Like every still of Morpheus looks like he's like about to...
There's one that I'm assuming is the female orgasm. There's just like a giant sun pattern on her stomach.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely what that represents.
It is now.
Okay, so there we go. That's Sad Sentinels, colon, Sonic and the rest. That's coming soon to a TV screen near you for a limited 13-episode run. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. It's called Think of the Children. Thank you. Please circulate the tape. Please keep circulating the tapes, I should say. Before we go then, a few notes of housekeeping. If you want to support us, you can do so in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com and follow us over there. It's at TOTCcast, and tweet about the show using the hashtag TOTCcast. It's how we get more, you know, word of mouth, how we get more listeners. If you follow us, you might get named my best friend, much like Rose Cherie Galea did this week. Again, if I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sorry. I'm very, very stupid. So there's that. If you prefer it to be on your Facebook feed, your Facebook page, Think of the Children, go like that. A lot of weird Indian bots have been liking it recently, but it still shows up as likes to me, so I don't really give a fuck. So go like that page. That'll be good for us, so thank you. Is there any more social media?
We have a Discord.
Thank you, Jay. We have a Discord we pulled like most of our suggestions from this week. You can go over there. The link to which is on our Twitter page. It's also on our website, which is totcast.com. And if you do, you can join other people like Tyro, Panic It's a Houseplant, Kai, Spoopy Cry, all kinds of cool people. You can chat to us in there. And this is like where I'll go for suggestions like straight away now. This is like the main source of suggestions now. So either Twitter or Discord. Those are your big ones. So head over there. And you can give us some suggestions. You can also, this is a good one that I keep forgetting to mention, go over to iTunes and review our show 5 stars, because like we think we're pretty funny. I've been told we're funny. Instead of telling me how funny we are, can you tell iTunes how funny we are? Because that will help us get through the algorithms, it will help us get more listeners, and more listeners means more suggestions. So we'd really appreciate that. Christmas is coming up, and for Christmas I would like 10 reviews of the podcast, please. Thank you. If you want to give us some money, you can do that. If you like our podcast enough to pay us for it, you're insane, but also thank you. You can go to patreon.com/totcast and give us a monthly donation. It'll help us support the show. It helps us buy new equipment for the show, like mic stands. We're helping Jay get a new mic. Patrons are going to help us pay for that, either in full or in part. So go and do it. Go and if you want and you like our show and you want it to get better and sound better, you can give us some money. Much like our current esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona. Thank you all so much.
We have a third patron now?
Yeah, Ramona. We've had a third patron for like the last month and a half. You just tune out when I do this segment.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. I don't want to prove you right, but I was on Twitter.
If you become a patron, you also get access to all sorts of cool bonus content and stuff as well. Some of which there will definitely be some, because there's enough cut content from the last 6 attempts at this episode to like sustain us for a while. So go over there and give us some money if you would like. I think that's about everything then, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's about right. That's about everything. We have a merch store. You can buy merch. It's bit.ly/TOTC shop. You can buy a t-shirt or a mug or whatever. It's there if you want it. We don't really care too much about merch, but it's there if you want to get some. I think that's everything then, Jay. Do you have anything you want to plug or?
Nah, not at the moment.
That's cool.
To work on stuff.
I got a few things I want to plug real quick. We have a D&D podcast. It's called Not Saving the Realm. I'm gonna edit an episode of that soon. By the end of the month, there will be a new episode of Realm out, and I'm gonna try and get back on some kind of consistent production schedule with it. Ottawa word there being try. We will give it our best attempt.
If not, if we don't have that, I will be working on something. I need to correct myself. I run a session of the Wizards of the Coast Star Wars RPG, and I'm planning and hoping and going to desperately try to record our next session, which has actually been pretty funny so far. It's got a pretty diverse cast of characters, including a weird sniper lady who's constantly stressed, a very annoyed middle-aged alien, a very cowardly scoundrel called Man, that's his name, and a drunk Twi'lek. And a guy with a very long neck. And a droid called Big Boy.
Sounds very good. Yeah, I've been hearing all about this campaign. It sounds exciting.
I've been tweeting about it non-stop, so I want to record it. The audio is probably going to be garbage because my microphone is not great, and we're going to have to do it in my front room around a table. So it's going to be more of like a shit post, if anything. But I think it'll be funny. And if it isn't, suck it.
I also have another thing I want to plug really quick. If you go over to Twitter and follow @trackerscast... or sound trackers. That's a thing I'm going to be doing very soon. I've mentioned it offhand a couple times, but now I'm in a position where I'm actually going to get it done. So there will be a new podcast from me. Very irregular, this one. This is by design. It's a very irregular podcast. Go follow it, and you'll see what that's all about in due course. Before we wrap up then, Jay, I think we've got time for one quick word from our sponsor. Now, it was about 2 hours ago we decided who our sponsor was going to be, so do you remember who it is?
Yes.
In that case... take it away, Jay. Sell that product.
Is your name Harris?
Hey, H-Bomber Guy. Are you listening to
this H-Bomber Guy, this is an ad for you specifically. Do you need a cock ring? Do you need a Harris Bomber cock ring?
Do you need a DK64 themed cock ring?
Yep. Do you need a cock ring that says trans rights? Well, thankfully for you, we're a progressive woke capitalist entity and we'd like to sponsor you with our cock ring.
Harris's cock ring.
Harris's cock ring. It's got a picture of you on it, so you can maintain an erection with a cock ring while looking at your own face.
We do cater to other people that aren't called Harris.
But in this specific ad, we're catering to you.
Harris Bomber Guy.
Bomber Guy, the cock ring needing man.
Oh no.
Just one question, Harris. Sell their cock rings to who? Fucking you, mate. That's a reference that I feel like you'll appreciate because it's a reference to you and your need of a cock ring.
I'm going to do one more version of this ad. Hey, Ben Shapiro. Would you like to purchase a cock ring? You need it, you tiny little man.
You need it, you tiny little man. Would it convince you if we told you had a picture of AOC's feet on it? I know you love it.
Oh,
I know you need it, so I'll hook
it's got
you
a
up.
Picture of Brett Kavanaugh's dick on it that you're all desperate. You're desperate to see for some reason.
It's also got the PragerU logo around the inside that's like slightly embossed, so it rubs just right.
it rubs so good.
And for you, Harris, your version has DK's face on it instead.
Go to Harris's Cock Ring Emporium now to purchase cock ring, personalized cock rings at 10% off. If you use the if you're a liberal, get out. If you're a leftist, use the code BeaverBother. And if you're a chud on the alt right, then use the code Ben Shapiro is a tiny baby bitch boy.
Who likes
Thank
feet.
You so much for listening. Who likes feet? Thank you so much for listening. My name has been Owen Piper.
I don't have $30,000, so fuck you.
You better think of the children. We got it in one. Nope, didn't.
Got, got
it in five.
Three.
Got it in 3 to 5. Thank you so much for listening. We did it! The curse is broken!
Yeah! What?
Yeah! I can finally go back to my family!
Drink a cool wine. That's fine.
Well, Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes. Warning, Crit Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.